What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Opportunity Day podcast, episode number 80. Hope everyone is doing great. I hope no matter where you are today, you are grateful, you're fired up, you're pumped, you're doing something productive with your life, you're moving forward, you're growing, you're present in the moment. I hope that you're grateful this morning or this afternoon. I'm recording in the morning, about 10:10 in the morning on Sunday, September 3rd. I cannot believe it's September already. This year is flying by. It's ridiculous. But today we're going to get into a topic. The episode is titled "Why Attend Conferences?" And when I say conferences, I mean conferences that are either personal growth, business, your industry, even motivational. It could even be religious, right? Why attend conferences? And I just got back from a conference over in Fort Lauderdale called the Vault Conference, led by a guy by the name of Patrick Bet-David, who is just sold a company for a couple hundred million dollars that he built from scratch. And he owns a company called Valuetainment, which is a media company that he's also built from scratch over the last 12 years that is exploding. And I really like his content. It's been very helpful. I've watched a lot of his content on YouTube. It's been very, very helpful for me in my career because he's very systematic to the way that he teaches how to either lead a sales team, run a sales team, grow a sales team, grow a business, grow personally, professionally. He's very systematic and has been very helpful. And at the same time, motivational. And I relate with a lot of his beliefs as well. And so I wanted to go to this conference for a while because he always brings in big name people. He's brought in Kobe Bryant before he passed. This conference, Mike Tyson was there. Tom Brady was there speaking. Will Gadara, who wrote the book Unreasonable Hospitality. He built the number one restaurant in the world in New York called, I think it was called 11th Madison Avenue or 10th Madison Avenue. I can't remember, but it was in New York City. He had all three of those people there speaking, as well as walked through basically how you grow a business and how he's been able to grow both of his businesses that he's started and grown. And it was an incredible event. I try to go to one or two of these events every year. And so I want to get into why attend these conferences. Why are they so important? Why should you spend the money? Why should you spend the time? You know, why should you take 3-4 days out of your life and go to a conference to learn? Right? Why should you do that? First off, I think it's vitally important that you invest in yourself personally. You know, if you're not growing, you're dying. Which is going to be actually one of the points that I go over. If you're not growing, you're dying. And these conferences are a great opportunity for you to grow. So let's get into it. First, the number one reason why you would want to attend a conference is the people you meet and are around. Specifically, I was at a business conference. There were a lot of extremely successful people there. A guy got up on stage that was a CEO of a $150 million company. Tom Brady was there. Mike Tyson was there. Will Gadara was there. Patrick Bet-David was speaking. There were individuals there that run $100 million companies, multiple $100 million companies, people that run $50 million companies, people that are extremely successful in their business. And so the people that you meet and you're around, first off, the people that you meet, you know, within 5 minutes, I met a young guy, 25 years old, named Hunter. He's killing it in the mortgage industry. Great guy, same mindset, same mentality. He's got a podcast. He wants to write a book. He's leading a team. You know, he's in business for himself. And it's a guy that I can keep in touch with for a long time. That can keep me accountable. We can check in. There's been many people that I've met at these conferences that I either follow on social media and keep in touch with or keep in touch with personally. And they have the same mindset as yourself. And it's so important to have people in your life that are growing, that are pushing themselves forward. They're pushing themselves in their life. They're trying to get better. They're trying to make more money. They're trying to grow in whatever they're doing, right? They're pushing themselves to the next level. It's really, really important you get people in your life that are doing that. And then the second thing is the people that you're around. Just being around people that are way further along in their life than you are and hearing their story, talking to them, hearing their story about where they came from, right? And what the things that they had to go through to get where they're at, and you realize, oh my gosh, this person is really no different than me. In fact, this person maybe had it worse than me. If that person can do it, I can do it. This person runs a $150 million company, or this person, started it like for, you know, someone like myself, a guy got up on stage that's never owned his own business, but he's a multi-millionaire because he grew as an entrepreneur within a company. And I heard a little bit of his story and how he became successful in his own right. And that was super inspiring to me because I'm like, oh my gosh, if that guy can do it, I can do it, right? That guy's way further along. He's worth millions of dollars. He's super successful, you know, and oh my gosh, if that guy can do it, I can do it. And in your day-to-day life, you may or may not be around people that, a lot of people that are a lot further along in life than you that are willing to share their story. You know, most of us aren't, most of us hang around people that are at our level or below. That's the reality. Most of us don't get into rooms, you know, where we are, it's a small house on the block, so to speak, right? Most people want to move into neighborhoods where they're the biggest house, right? And we're scared of getting in rooms with people that are way further along in life because we're small. We're unknown, right? And it's really important to get into rooms where you are unknown, where you aren't the biggest player, and you can learn and grow and be challenged to continue to push forward in your life. So that's the first reason why you'd want to attend conferences. Number two is you will learn things you can immediately apply in your life, personally or professionally. Every event I've gone to, there have been things that I've been able to apply personally or professionally that have either grown me personally, helped me to overcome adversity, helped me to overcome challenges, made me a better person, et cetera, or things I've been able to apply professionally that have helped me grow in my career, make more money, or grow my career and be more respected in my career. Every single conference I've been to, and I can give you multiple examples, you know, of, you know, things that I've been able to apply professionally, you know, that have really helped me. I went to a conference, the 10X Business Bootcamp back in 2019 with Grant Cardone, and it was actually a very similar conference to this in that they really walked you through how to grow a business. And there were a couple of things that I took away. One of the main things was how you structure the morning of your sales team's day. And so I went back and I structured exactly the way they taught me, and we've grown significantly over the last 4 years. I went to that conference about 4 years ago. I mean, we have grown every single quarter but one quarter since then. Every single quarter we've grown but one quarter in 4 years. That's significant. Not many companies can say that. And I took something that I learned, I was able to apply it, and it's grown my income. I went to a conference about a year ago in Las Vegas, and I heard somebody up on stage, it's a very successful sales leader, and he said, you need to get every single main objection, the top 5 to 10 main objections that your salespeople receive in your industry, you need to create scripts to overcome those, and you guys need to role play those, have videos and everything on how to overcome those objections. So what did I do? I went back and I applied that, right? And we have videos and scripts that to overcome every single main objection that a salesperson might experience in our department and our sales team. And we're doing that all the time. That's the mindset. Okay, we come across an objection that we struggle with that we're gonna receive, boom, let's write a script. Let's get it out there. Let's role play it. I learned that from a conference that's helped me grow my income, grow my career, grow my sales team, help everybody around me be more successful. So you're going to learn things you can immediately apply in your life, both personally and professionally. Number three is you got to slow down to speed up in your life at times. You have to slow down, right? Sometimes you got to get out of the office. Sometimes you got to get out of the house. Sometimes you got to get out of your city. And you got to go somewhere else. You got to slow down with what you're doing, get out of it so that you can get the right perspective and get back in it. Because when you're just in the office, you're in your business all the time, you a lot of times you miss so many things that you could be doing to help you because you're just so entrenched with the details. You're so entrenched with the everyday life of what you're doing. And if you don't get out of it, right, slow down and go, okay, I'm gonna take a 2-3 day break. I'm just gonna go and learn for a couple of days. I'm just gonna go and grow, learn, and I'm gonna find what they talked about at the conference, which was leaks and opportunities. I'm gonna go find some leaks and opportunities in my life and in my business by attending a conference where I'm gonna find these leaks and opportunities because I'm hearing other people speak about things that they've learned, things that they did wrong, right? And I can learn something that can help me when I come back apply immediately. I can get out of my business a little bit, out of my life a little bit, and figure out some leaks and opportunities that I have that I can, or some leaks in my bucket that I can patch up. Okay. So third is you got to slow down to speed up every once in a while. Number four is you can learn from people who have been there and done what you're trying to accomplish. That's so important. If you're just out there in the forest paving your own path, it's going to be really difficult. It's going to be really, really challenging. And I've always thought, like, all right, if I could learn from someone else's mistakes or successes, apply them in my life, I could get to where I want to go faster, right? So when you go to conferences, typically you're gonna hear from people that have been there and done what you're trying to accomplish, that can give you advice, can share their failures, so that you can either A, not make the same mistakes, or apply the same things that they apply that you didn't know that you should apply to grow in your life personally, professionally, financially, etc. You got to go learn from people. You can't take advice, financial advice, from people that haven't been financially successful. I mean, that's stupid. It's like, imagine, we were at the conference actually, and we were sitting down, and the guy I met was engaged, and we were sitting down with a couple of ladies, some older ladies, and they found out that he was getting engaged, and she goes, "Oh no, you're on 25. Wait till you're 30. Wait till you're 35. Believe me, I'm on my fifth marriage. Believe me, you're gonna want to wait." And after we left the conversation, we were respectful, but we're like, why the hell would we listen to this lady who's been divorced 5 times? She's on her fifth marriage. Why would we take marriage advice from her when she hasn't been successful in marriage? It makes no sense. Why would you take business advice from people that, you know, if your goal is to run a $20 million business, why would you take advice from somebody that's never done it? It makes no sense. If you want to become a millionaire, why would you take advice from people that aren't millionaires? Right? If you want to become a millionaire in the next 5 years, why would you take advice and you're 30 and you want to become a millionaire by 35? Why would you take advice from people that never did that? You would need to take advice from people that did it. And typically at these conferences, you're going to find, meet, or hear people speak that have gone out there and done what you're looking to do. And it can help A, you not make the same mistakes they did, or B, be able to apply the same success principles or systematic things within their business that can help you get there faster. So that's number four. Number five is, if you're not growing, you're dying. And that's just a fact. If you're not choosing to try to grow through books, conferences, podcasts, courses, then you're dying. You're going backwards. You do not stay level. You either are growing or you're dying. You're either going forwards or you're moving backwards. It's just a fact. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. You're not staying the same. And people think that, oh, I can just stay the same and over time I'll get what I want. And it just doesn't happen. You need to constantly grow and do things that will help you grow through books, courses, conferences, podcasts, mentors, masterminds, whatever it is, or all of it. Get yourself information that can help you grow and get to the next level. Because if you're not growing, you're dying. And there's been times in my life where I've been going backwards and I got to snap out of it, get myself forwards again. And these conferences are a great opportunity for you to grow. Every single conference I come out of, I have a life-changing experience. Something changes within me, whether it be spiritually or personally, or I'm able to apply something in my life that changes me over time. Every single time, a conference like this is life-changing, and I become better, I become more mature, I become a better business person, a better salesperson, a better leader, a better person, a better friend, all of that coming out of these conferences. And so this is a great opportunity for you to invest in yourself to be able to grow. I think conferences are super important. I try to attend one or two every single year to make sure that I'm getting myself A, information that's going to help me, B, reset, C, learn things I can immediately apply, get around, D, get around people that, you know, are further ahead of me or have the same mindset as me, and I can just slow down to speed up in my life. You got to attend conferences. Look, happy opportunity day, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. Remember, yesterday is gone. Tomorrow doesn't exist. Spend 99% of your time, attention, focus on the present moment because the past is gone and the future doesn't exist. You do need to have a future mindset. You do need to know what you want to accomplish in the future. You do need to think about, okay, what are the things, what do I want my future to look like? But then you got to break that back down to what do I need to do today to make that a reality? Go crush it.